Billy Moyes. This recording is part of the Oral History Project carried out by the Suffolk Horse Society in 2013 with advice from Cambridge Community Heritage and a generous grant from the Heritage Lotteries Fund. In the recording, you will hear the voice of Mr. Billy Moyes describing his memories of the Suffolk Punch Heavy Horse. Billy is a retired horticultural worker and horseman from Marlesford, Suffolk. The recording was made by Jeff Hallett, who is a member of the Suffolk Horse Society. The date of the recording was the 25th of July 2013, and it was carried out at the home of the interviewer in Pettistry. The duration of the recording is about 25 minutes.
You asked me about my grandparents.
I asked whether you came from a farming family.
I forgot about the other one who he used to work on the Woodbridge Urban District Council years ago with the Suffolk Sayer.
Yeah.
And then he went in the First World War and he worked with the big guns, you know, 6 and 8 horse teams.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And that was your other grandfather?
That's the other one.
But you said your grandfather also, another one, was a horseman.
Yeah, he was, yes.
And then your father worked on a farm.
Yeah, and he used to use them.
Yeah.
He said he had one there that was called Boxer. He's saying that was a Boxer and all. When that's out in the field, it used to get up on the back. And he reckoned that's nearly black at Suffolk. Yeah, he hardly ever talked about his early days, but when he was getting on, I went up one day and he, telling me about his horse. I think he looked after the bullocks and that. He used to use them for litter and getting the sugar beet tops and all that sort of thing.
Did you hear anything from your other grandfather about the horses in the war being taken away off the farms?
No, he couldn't.
He never mentioned.
He was deaf as a beetle. He was. Right. His job to talk to him.
Right.
Used to shoot, see.
Oh.
He's a good ploughman. His daughter was telling me that there weren't many people who could beat him. They used to have the straightest farrow, just one farrow years ago, and she reckoned there weren't many who could beat him.
Right. And your first encounter with the Suffolk Punch was quite early, wasn't it?
Yes, before I left school. I used to go with a chap who I went to school with. He worked his horse. And then when I started out to work, I just luckily I went there and took the horse over, you know.
Yeah, and when did you leave school? How old were you then?
About 1953 I left school.
Yeah, well, how old were you then?
Well, that's 15.
You were 15. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when you went to work with a horse then?
I had a couple of years there with it, and that's.
Was that a Suffolk or was that?
That was a Suffolk.
That was
a
Suffolk.
Yeah, that was one of Knockwitz when they sold up years ago.
Because the farm on your when you grew up, there was a shire when you were a child.
Well, there used to be remember Scar Spring Grocers they used to have a couple of shops in Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Then they owned the land where Wyvales is and then College Walk and had orchards and they had the shire horse.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go when we were young. We used to watch it ploughing in it over the hedge, My mother, she used to take him a cup of tea, and while he was there, that old horse would go up the other end of the field with a plough on,
yeah,
and wait for him to go up and turn around. That's a lovely old shire that was.
All right. So he'd drink his tea and then go and catch up with the horse.
Yeah, then he used to go up.
That's good. And you did a few other. So you went to work with a horse when you were 15, and you did one or two other sort of horse type jobs as well, didn't you?
Well, we went to Knockwitz. That's where we spent the longest time.
Right. And what sort of implement were you using there?
We had the scoop hose and scuffers mostly. Like the cultivator, one like Jew head.
Yeah, so the scoop hose has just got the one blade, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just got the like yours out there.
Yeah, and the scuffler, you said that.
And the other one's got about 9 tines.
Yeah.
And that's now that open out to different widths,
Yeah. So what happened if you went off course with that?
Oh, it didn't very often go off course.
Because you'd take out half the crop, wouldn't you?
Yeah. They're all right once you get the use to the roll of them. they sort of roll about a bit, and you've got to be 56, I think.
Right, so mid-1950s.
56,
yeah, right,
58.
And the knot cuts, was that just garden stuff? I mean, or was it
that's
crops
all,
as well?
Well, fruit trees, and you know, ornamental trees, and
right.
In the fields, you know, all common stuff like oaks, ash, and all that sort of thing. Maples and cherries.
So you'd be going between the growing trees.
We didn't work in the big trees because they never planted them wide enough for the car, you know.
Really?
They used to, years ago before we went there, they used to be wider rows.
Yeah.
But then they gained a bit of land that way, you know, for planting up. But we went in the roses and all the shrubs, cuttings. And we used to go down on the Abbey, you know, with the Abbey School.
Yeah.
Where we used to have, they had that land there that we used to go in there and do a bit in there. And Briarwood. We had quite, you know, a few fields really, as Martlesham and Creek Farm. And there's Longfield, Newfield. And then they rented Bredfield Park where the Woodbridge Horse Show used to be.
All right.
Then they rented two more over the other side, Foxborough Hall, where they grow the strawberries and that.
I don't know, yeah.
And then they bought that field right down the Ufford, up to the council yard there.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when I told you, we used to have to go 6 miles a day when we went there.
Oh, 6 miles, so you'd...
That's 3 miles each way.
Yeah, before you started, so 3 miles, do the work, another
then
3 miles back.
And then another 3 years.
Would you be using a horse every day?
Yeah,
normally?
That they never stood out only in rough weather. If the roads got bad.
Yeah.
We used to go around in the winter time. We had a four-wheeler. And my mate had a tumble. We used to go around picking up all the trees for orders for the lorries to take into Woodbridge Nursery. They did all the sorting and wrapping the roots. And
right.
We used to do muck carting and...
Did you say you did go out with the horses in the bad weather, in the snow and ice at all?
We had them old studs, you know, frost nails 1 year.
That's what I was going to ask you. So
Had them once.
Yeah. And who would put them in?
Well, we had to put them in ourselves, but the blacksmith, when he makes the shoes, he put a thread in.
Ah, right, so these ones you just screwed
you
in?
You just screw them in, you've got a span, you know, do them up with. They sort of just look half like a diamond.
Yeah, I've got some of those.
You know, that's a bit dodgy for the old horse first time. When it cross its legs, you know, they can stamp into the hoof if you can.
Catch on the other one.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they're sharp, aren't they?
In summertime, we used to cart when they, because the greenhouses, they used to look rainwater. We had a big shed up on Martlesham Field and used to catch all the water off there, and this was a huge concrete place, and down you could get in it and ever so deep. And we used to get out there with piles in the water cart and cart it down to Woodbridge to keep the stuff alive, you know, in the greenhouses.
So that's a single horse with a
single horse water cart, yeah.
Is that the sort of
Like I expect you've got one about here.
I've got a
wheeler,
water cart, three wheeler, that's right. Yeah.
That's what we used to use it.
Yeah.
And that's what, we ain't got no running water up the stable, so we used to have to go down to the creek farm and get the water in that water cart for the horses, for drinking.
So you didn't have a horse pond they could get into?
No, right? Not there, no.
So they had to collect their own water?
We used to, as a tap down the creek, we used to go and get it from there.
Mm.
And then after they sold the horses, they went and had one put on the field. Had a tap put on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very much, you know, all the summertime that was, of course, was six works. You was 6 months of the year you was scuffling and scuffing. You used to go around all these fields all the while, you know, keep it clean.
And then you moved on from knot cuts after a bit, after several years, didn't
you? Yeah,
I
went there after I left, and then I...
sorts of
500 acres there.
Yeah.
Another 500 at Grahamsford.
And would you be working with pairs there?
I head pair there and a roll in the areas.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than one.
Well,
two horses is a lot better than one. If you just walk, now you can keep a lot straighter, it's different, a lot better than walking behind your horse like you do. Or
yeah.
They don't roll about or nothing, you know.
So what would the working day be for the horses? What time?
We used to that same hours as the others. Half past seven till... We used to work Saturdays till 12 and then leave off.
And who was...
We used to leave off with the others, you see.
Who was doing the feeding?
Well, we used to feed them.
Yeah, so you fed them at 7:30?
Fed them ourselves, yeah.
What about Sundays?
Yeah, we used to have to... In the winter time, I used to bike from Malsford to Malsham to feed, and they had to be groomed.
Yeah.
Mr. Crane, he always wanted them groomed 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But my mate only just lived up Briarwood there, you know, he's Jimmy lived across the river.
Yeah. And when, later on, you've owned Suffolk Punches yourself, haven't you?
I had a couple, yeah.
And when did you do that? Was that while you were still working, or...?
Yeah, was it not? It's when we had the first one. We had that off Roger Clark. And that had been in the chains, he said. And then we had to break it in for the old tumble. But there's no real old horseman. He used to come down now, Stanley Mayhew. And we didn't want to put it in the cart while he was there in case that was a trouble, you see. And we might... He was sort of nervous, sort of blue. But he used to get through so many. And he came up to us, he said, "What are you going to do with that old horse?" He's in. I said, "We're going to put it in the cart." I said, "It's never been in before." He said, "I'll come and help you." Mm-hmm. But we put it in the cart, and he was, "That's going to be a trouble." He's that sort of blue, old Stanley Mayhew, his name. We put it in, that went off like an old one, that just went on. Because we've used it in chains a lot.
Yeah.
And then the other one I had, but it weren't broken in it, I speak. Must have been 14, I didn't bother with it, you know. Getting on a bit.
Mm.
That was Mr. Gillings.
I know.
He bought that at Wrentham, you know, Gooch of Wrentham in that sale for about 4,000 guineas, he said. And he took it down to Housley. Get it in full, but they couldn't get it in full.
Mm.
So he came to me in one night, he said, "Are you still interested in a Suffolk?" I said, "Yeah, I'd like another one." He said, "Well, if you like to go down to Howes to get somebody to get it," he said, "you can have it." So, but they had a heart attack and died down on the old field there.
Mm.
Leatheringham.
Mm.
Lovely, big old mare that was.
Mm.
That was something like this, you know, they weren't new grass at all, but that was fat.
That was, yeah.
So that, they weren't new food on there, there was bullocks with it, so I thought I'd better go and get a bag of nuts for it, you know, give it a bit. But when I got there, there was a couple of blokes there, and it was, got down, and they tried to get it out, but they wouldn't get out. And it, I was kept there with it until it died.
Hmm. Yeah. And,
but the other came, I had him for about 17 years or more.
Did you?
And he spent all his life at Eastern Farm Park.
Yeah.
And he used to do all, I went to, we used to go to one or two little shows, we went, I can't think of the name of the place now, so there, other side of Blue, the prison. Took him to a show there in the tumble, got a second bruise with him. And then have you heard of Mr. Barrett, have you, from Cheddiston Grange?
No.
Well, he used to borrow him for, he used to have him in a wagon and play with him.
Mm.
And then one year there was this well-to-do man at Norwich where, you know, got a big racing stud, and he's got a wagon there. And he had it all done out, and he wanted a couple of horses to pull it. So Mr. Barrett, he said, "Do you think I can use your horse? I say, yeah, because you can, if you can make use of it. And he went in there and he beat Cheryl Clark with that horse-drawn bus. With our two horses. My God, she weren't really chose. She
wasn't pleased.
But you think of that, she said, a smart turnout like mine and you going to beat it. I say, well, that ain't nothing to do with me, is it? It's up to the judge, isn't it? I suppose this old boy who was well known, who took him in, he had all sacks in the back, you know, like Joe used to with something in
them. But you collected several sort of implements and vehicles, didn't you?
Well,
in your
I've
time?
Got a few, yeah. Four or five tangles.
Yeah. Were they the wooden wheeled ones or rubber tyres?
My last one was on iron tyres, what we bought, yeah. But the others were rubber.
Oh.
No, one more. Iron one. That fella had it who Gus was friendly with.
Yeah.
Weatherburn, was it, or somebody?
Oh, I don't know.
He bought it. We had it done up, you know. And
yeah. Which ones do you reckon are easier to use, the rubber or?
I like the rubber tyre ones.
You like the rubber ones. Is that because they're quieter?
They're cheaper, aren't they? A lot cheaper.
Cheaper?
You know, if you have a wheel go, it costs the earth,
well,
Neil.
Yeah.
You can buy a tyre a lot cheaper, yeah. You can never wheel done that, can't you?
And that four-wheel wagon, the light harvest wagon you sold me.
Yeah.
That's a nice wagon, is it? Where did that one come from?
That came from Peppers and Noddish.
Right.
Not Noddish. Bennell.
Yeah.
And there was a tumble there, but somebody else bought it. But I saw it standing in somebody's yard one day, and I went and asked about it, and he said, yeah, and he gave me a tenner for it, I think. He said, you can have it. I've stood here ever since I bought it.
Yeah, right.
But that's a lovely old wagon that is up there.
That one is, yeah.
They're lovely shape, aren't they?
It is good. In your time, you've helped several people, haven't you? With Joe, of course, with a lot of his stuff.
Gus.
And you said, didn't you start out with Gus's horse? Early on, helping him?
We helped him, yeah. We've been doing 24 years I've been over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we ain't seen nothing of him, not lately, but we also left to go again.
Mm.
Once you stop going, you don't. We used to go every Saturday.
Yeah.
And when we broke it in, I went over there for 3 or 4 weeks, nearly every day, breaking, you know, we used to have it in the cart.
That's right, That's Adam, isn't it? Adam, that's right.
Pardon?
Adam is the horse.
Adam, yes.
Yeah. And then, but with Joe Arbin, you helped him a lot.
Yeah,
we
helped Joe a lot, yeah. And the vet.
Yeah, the vet, Ryder Davis.
Showering with him.
Yeah.
Used to go to Royal showering out with him.
You went to the Royal, did you?
Yeah, we used to go to the Royal. I think you had a pair there, wouldn't you?
Oh. Did you sleep in the lorry, or what did you?
Or in one of the boxes.
Yeah.
It weren't really, then in the end, we'd got an aunt live at Northampton that weren't too far out.
Yeah.
So we went, had the last couple of shows we went to, she put us up there, it's a lot better.
Yeah. And now you've got several of your bits and pieces you're on loan down at the trust,
yeah,
haven't you?
The trust, yeah.
Hoseley Bay.
Yeah. I've got one or two of them still.
Have you? Yeah.
Keep them up there. And as a job to get complete things now when you buy anything because they had bits pinched off and
yeah.
I want to get a skimmer, you know, with a little point on that one. Well, it had no made up thing,
yeah.
When I got it, but that's round metal instead of flat, you know, somebody's made it up. It's got a good skimmer on it, you know.
Yeah.
I also have to probably see Roger, or any lives having a bit there.
Yeah, no, that's one of the bits that's hardest to come across.
Yeah. But other blue, Sirrett, I've written, you've been over there,
haven't you? I haven't
Sirrett?
Been to Sirrett's, no.
Haven't
not
you?
Real,
you
no.
There,
yeah.
You? Cool some stuff there.
Yeah, well, he's always buying stuff, isn't he?
Cool.
I mean, that's.
When I went there, we used to go with Joe, because he had a show there, didn't he? He used to have a show.
Oh, yeah.
Once a year. And. His father died, but they used to do something up every winter.
Right.
With their wagon or
yeah.
Like, he's got one of Lakin's, this pub was a Lakens, wasn't it?
It was, that's right, Lakens pub at the end, the three times you're talking
about. They're starting up again, you know.
Lakens are?
Yeah.
I heard something about that.
It's in the, I don't know if you have these things, you know, it's in there.
Yeah.
It's two pages, you know, sort of in the middle about it.
Yeah.
They're going to buy up a lot of pubs and start up again.
Yeah.
He had one of their drees, Sirrett did.
Yeah.
He did that up. Nigel went there for the day when they, you know, had the write up about it.
Yeah.
You like your implements?
Yes.
I tried to get one off old Tommy because I was at a sale and somebody, I forget who it was it was Roger, I think, bidded for it, but that went up for a silly price and old Tom got it. He had it. Never done nothing with it.
What was that? What?
That was another scuffle. I'll look to get different ones if I can.
Yeah.
And he, I asked him, you know, not long ago, if you still got it. He said, yeah, I've still got that little scuffle. He said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you ever want to sell it, I'll buy it off you. And he had to move where he was to somewhere else, and they just put the whole lot in a skip, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Dumped nearly everything.
What, recently, when he moved recently?
Yeah, when he moved.
Yeah. Who did the shoeing of the horses when you were working?
Mr. Finch at Martleson.
Right, so would you go to the,
we
take
used
the
to
horses
walk down
there
yeah.
down to Martleson?
Yeah, so just down the hill.
Yeah. Right.
He's one of the best blacksmiths about, weren't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a name.
They had a picture of him in the museum at Wibberston to look him through a horseshoe, didn't they?
I think
did
I
did you ever see it?
I think I did, yeah.
That's a, you right, know, an extra big shoe wolf.
It's probably gone down to the trust, I think that has.
Some of the stuff's gone there for all
of a lot of stuff.
Has it?
A lot of stuff from the trust has gone down there.
I haven't been there at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's on loan from the some
the
of it's
society.
On loan from the society. Some of the stuff that was on loan to the society, people have then taken that to the museum as well. Let that happen.
Well, it must have took some sorting out, cleared it.
A lot of stuff. Well, Philip and Mary did a lot of work there.
Because they had a couple of ploughs up there, I expect they got them down now, but they had a vet thought he was just going to go up there. I was like, you ought to be careful with that gammy leg. He'd say, well, I've got Ben, one or two, he's a strong rugby player. I said, ain't nothing about being strong.
Right.
I said, once you let him over that, then you've got the full weight then, isn't
it? It's different taking them down to putting them up.
Oh,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, you can go a lot easier, but once you get them over there, you want something to lower them on, do you?
Did you ever come across a rubber horseshoe in your time?
No.
Yeah. I bought a couple up at the sale yard on.
They used to have them for.
Didn't they?
I used to have them and then put, well, some of them, but yours might be a proper shoe. I ain't never seen one, but
yeah.
I used to put some on and then put a shoe over to stop the, if they were lame.
Yeah,
the surgical
no,
one.
No, not that, no. This is actually a rubber shoe you nail on.
Right.
Jerry Grover said that she used to have them one time when she wanted to go out riding early in the morning and the neighbours complained of the noise, so she had rubber shoes put on. I've never seen
gone through that, would you?
Yeah.
When I first, you know, when there's a lot of horses about, you know, mainly Kingston, Fred Smith, Kingston's father, they used to do thrashing with them and cart the corn in a bullock cart from the old drum, you know, to Barrack Farm.
Right.
And,
why would they use a bullock cart for that?
They used to put them in this bullock cart. That's nice and low.
Because it's low, you don't have to lift it up.
Yeah.
I wondered if that was it.
Mm. Then they had other horses. My uncle worked on the Kingston Nursery. They used to have two or three bleaks there with the horses.
Yeah.
Which Pit Farm, another three or four horses up there.
Yeah.
Church Farm. Heskerton. Because they had a ruse, used to grow a lot of ruses there, like nothing like knockets, but they had a lot of greenhouses over there.
Yeah. Right.
When I first started, I used to do the chain hair and then just across one field and then over the other way. I used to see this horseman ploughing, you know, as lovely it was. He had the brasses on.
He had the brasses on when he was ploughing,
yeah,
just ordinary.
Face brass, neck, yeah. You know, just a front.
Just those bits, not
They used to have them for ploughing matches, but.
Yeah. And the hames, would they be wooden hames or brass?
Wooden hames.
Always wooden hames, wouldn't they? That's what you would have used when they knock cuts and that sort of thing.
Because they used to have the lighter the harness, the better, they reckon, you know, for the horse.
Oh, because it didn't air get to them.
Like them ploughbacks, what you have there. I never used them years ago.
Too
That's
wide.
That's only about 1.5-2 inch strip of leather.
Right.
They have a lot of harness on a horse to what they did years ago.
Yeah. That's worth.
I mean, you have all that lot on the back, like you see a lot of them today, where they hold the chains up near the britchings, where the britchings
go.
Yeah. They never used to have none of that.
No.
They just had just.
Well, really, that's trace harness almost, isn't it? Yeah. That's like my harness I use. It's actually a trace harness.
Yes, trace, yeah.
Yes.
That's fairly heavy, that stuff, you know.
Well, I know, because I carry it. Yeah. Well, thank you, Bill. I'm going to stop recording.